The prophetic age of the church is upon us, and the understanding of the secret of God is what we seek. A man has been given the mandate to raise God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Join Apostle David Friday to be part of this end time army. Stay blessed.
People that are not impact. You need a Now that the mercy of government enter also it is in the spirit. I was talking to somebody when I was saying that I'm going to listen to hear from God also. Coming here. I don't come to preach, I come to hear. There's anybody that listens to our messages, I think I'm the one. I listen over and over. The last week message, I listened almost more than 4 or 5 times. I don't deceive myself. There are times where I listen to the messages, I sit down. When it's time, when the prayer, I say, no, Father, that one is supposed to be divided. Me and David, divided my room now. I deceive this thing.
Messiah, Elohim, Adonai.
A guy met me today. Say, I'm tired of going to church because no result. They told me to go to many programs. I go, nothing happened. When I went to my room, I was tired of that word. Why? Does it mean our God is not real? But the people are satisfied with the little they have. As some people who are little, just the little you have, you want to manifest, you want to show yourself, you want everybody to know you are the guy now. No. When light sufficient come upon you, the light exposes himself. This is how people come from the secret place. They carry so much light that the light exposes them. The light embarrasses them. Kitchen Kuman carries so much light. So when she passed, even in the airport, the light harassed and embarrassed her. Positively. The embarrassment I'm talking about is positive one. Sorry for using that word. In other words, you can carry sufficient light beyond your age, beyond your class, beyond your level. My goodness, can I tell you the truth? If you know how I prepare for meeting, you will pity me. I spent days preparing for meeting. Not just for the people, for myself. I want to hit them. Not here to become so special as a celebrity, no. But to change the world for Christ. For me now to live is Christ. For me to die is the gain. You meet me 50 years coming from now. This is what I will be doing.
Messiah.
You are the only one that can bring true restoration to the body of Christ. You are the only one that can answer all questions. Not David Friday. But you are the one that sits on the throne. And I ask that every life here, that you live here, not the same. Don't blame sinners too much. When Jesus comes, they get out of their sin. When he came, he gave the gift of salvation. Don't blame that girl, see masturbating, that guy, for the gift and doing nothing. There's an atmosphere that can come that things can die. Don't blame that one with pride. That one looking for how he can show himself. No, it's an atmosphere. Sometimes you don't blame the people. You blame the preacher. Some of you are picking those ways. Just want to be normal. Just get a little. You want to. Everybody, you want everybody to know. I want to eat the meat of the angels. Not milk. I want to touch eternity. I want to leave a mark on it. Not as another apostle, another preacher, no.
My heart with your love.
I don't know about you.
You have captured my heart, consumed my heart with your love.
It's not a song. It's confession. It's reality. There are people on here that God has captured their heart and he has consumed them with his grace. It's not a song. It's not a song. It's reality. It's beyond the song.
I will bow down to know that.
Yes.
Not a God but you.
never bow down to my practice. I will never bow down to something any lecturer. I will never bow down to any lady or anything. No. I will never bow down to anything. I will not bow down to any self-exaltation, any little malice and any little focus that spoil the van. Who is your God? It can be that pride, it can be that envy, it can be that jealousy, it can be that flesh, it can be that little anointing, my goodness, that you can just lay hands on somebody and just tell one. You don't want to bear more again. You feel you have arrived.
You are holy, yeah. Holy, yeah. Holy, Jesus. So make me as you are. Use me as you use the thorn of cross. Again. Again, make me as you are. Yeah. Use me as you use the thorn of cross again. Calvary tree.
When Jesus came to the cross, he was not coming to show himself. He was coming as a duty, something that he must do, so that the will of the Father can come to pass. It might not be durable, it might not be conducive, but there's no option. Oh, empire of love, to whom it every fire and still be no man. Please talk of this Friday. When I was looking for people, you never... not now again. Now I'm looking for people that can talk for God. So I can get five of you, I'm okay. See, but that you are not that you are born to your pattern. Is it even bad that you do better than me? What is restricting you? Who told you gender? Why will God use any simple malfunction? Who told you girls have fish brain? Girls living in sin have fish brain. Rachel girls don't have fish brain. Hannah does not have fish brain. Mary does not have fish brain. Who told you there's a limitation? There's insult to the body of Christ just because you refuse to rise. Sticking to 50 excuses. Anybody that makes excuses, please.
Make me as you are. Use me as you like.
Alamo Kaila Sufai. Sit down.
So would you let it be this happy? Every day became my life. Oh, yeah. Would you let it be this happy? Every day became my life. Oh, yeah. Oh God, would you let it be the salty? Let me dedicate my all to worship you, God. I'm forever yours. Move me to heavenly.
Jesus.
Oh, me to come take me on.
Come catch you. Please take me. That could not be a limitation to my journey in the Spirit. That exam does not stop me from becoming that which God has done. Let no friend, no influence stop this one. Let no little result stop me. until I become like you. My desire is not to be a preacher. My desire is to become you. Preacher can go to hell, but you yourself cannot go to hell. So Lord, I raise up my hands here as I say the oath of allegiance, and I cry to you that sits on the throne, the one that called me before my mother womb, the one that is a child. Father, I ask that let your will come to pass. This meeting, let celestials take over this place. Let the angels of the Lord take over our hearts. Let the spirit of the one that sits on the throne speak to your life. And above all, let souls be one for you.
Hallelujah! Would you let us be a sacrifice? Let this light become yourself on earth. Would you let us be the sacrifice? Let my song become yourself on earth. Would you let it be sacrifice? Let my mind become your thoughts on earth. On earth, Jesus. I wanna know your heart. I wanna know your will. I wanna be like you. I wanna know your. I wanna know your will. I wanna be like you. Let us be the happy. Let me take the faithful life to ocean.
Just speak in the tongues of the Spirit while you're sleeping. You can't speak in the tongue, just speak in the language you understand. Let be in your heart. Tell him that you want him to take over your heart now. You want him to take over your mind. You want him to take over your body. Every part of you. Kandimaro Satekai.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light my candle. Light me, Lord. I love my mama. Light me, Lord. Light my candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. The light is one. Take me your candle. Let this one make me your candle. Let me burn. Let me light the world. Let me light up the car. Let me light no central. I am a fire, fire, mama, mama. Ataname na koma ba. Alamaya sona mama.
Janice, you don't know what we are doing. Some of you might not understand what we are doing. What we are doing is the journey of the Spirit. Truly, His reality has become our voice. Then we can talk. See, giving you 2 minutes scriptures and 2 minutes can just end up educating you. You won't get the real impact of the thing. But when it's reality, has become our voice. God needs to light you in our time. Yes, we are light, but you need it. You need it. Till the empire of God become like you, till all our Friday meetings become like you. Let it not be that another anointed guy is around, or another anointed people, or another anointed person, or another gifted guy. No, let it become that you are enthroned on high in the hearts of people. Let it not just become another people. Let it be that your name is exalted above. So we exalt your name on high as you draw men to us. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down. Quickly. Last week, we were talking about how to sing to the unseen world. Right? Okay. How to sing to the unseen world, where we talked about the need to sing to the spiritual world, why many people can't see. Not really because God is not involved into making them see, but because there are some keys that people need. I want to thank them now. It is the volume of the keyboard. There are some keys people need. So, we got those keys. And one of the keys we talk about is what? Song. We saw how many persons came out with testifying, right? At the sea, the brother came out. Say God touch him. He was telling God to touch him in the meeting, and he felt a real touch, right? So many persons were bringing a perspective about how the spiritual world was open to them through song. We discovered song itself is not for entertainment. Song has a work to do. If you're not around, you get the messages from that to help you very well. You can understand where we came from, where we're going. Talk about meditation, the power of meditation. So we met the song of the Lord. Not any other song, the song of the Lord and meditation. We saw its reality. Today is, Pastor going to ponder more on that topic. But today is the secret to the unseen world part 2. I'm interested in people being spiritual. I'm interested in people having an encounter. I'm interested in people knowing their God. I'm interested in people going to maturity. I have a lot of jibbering up and down where you see someone in the line or waiting for somebody, minister somewhere for a certain solution. Not that we should not honor graces, no. But there's a need that you also know. I want to thank you now. See someone, this guy is the king of prophets, this guy is the king of healing, this guy is the king of something, and looks like we can't touch him. that this life God is partial. No. It's because it's one thing to get a secret and it's one thing to transfer the secret to people. I want to understand this. Some of the things we share is out of love. No, they won't do it. I'm telling you the truth. Because if you know what makes great people, it's the two of us. That is why it's called empowered love. Love covers all things. So, that's how we join in last week. This week, now, I'm going to be sharing something very, very strong with us. Something that's a light to me. I pray God help us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 19 to 27. Media, you have to walk fast. I don't like the attentive. Just walk things. See, there's a need that each and every one of you enter into the realm of the Spirit. Either you're a girl or a boy. It's not just for preachers. Some of you feel, some people have a special calling to see the Spirit is alive. See, when Christ died, He opened the gate for all of us. I want to thank you now. Some of you feel, some people, you must have a special calling to heal the sick. No. God did not even, I saw healing the sick guy before even I even had a vision. So, I was given a mandate. It doesn't work, no. The ways of the Spirit, the love of Christ is not tied to just someone who is a preacher or someone who is an evangelist, a prophet. No, no, no. The love of God is spread abroad to the earth. If you check the desire of God, the love of Habakkuk, and the knowledge of God is spread what? As the water covers what? The sea. That is the desire of God is spread to all parts of the earth. You, me, everybody. God does not, hear me now, God does not love me special than you. If anything makes me have more preference with God than you, it's possible it's because of flesh or sin or some certain things that God was. See, and what? He gives you what? A little gap. I want certain things now. So God does not have, no. God does not have a special squad. He lost all of us himself. In fact, when Christ came down the cross, He died for the world, two of us. Is it for Elijah He died for? The world. For Christ what? For God's love what? Not just David Friday. So God loves you the same way what? He loves you. He doesn't love you better than me. He doesn't love me better than what? Than you. That means all of us can access what God has. Yes. All of us. Let me get one person. That is all. This is it. If this guy is my biological son, the is your son is on your office, right? If you know that this is the chief class. If this guy is my biological son and I have many things, properties, money, houses, do you need to bet for them? Isn't it? That is my biological son. What will happen? He has the right to what? To enter. He need to beg before I enter my bedroom. Even though I'm not around. Can he enter or not? He need to beg before he eats in my house. He need to beg before he pushes his face. Why? Because what? That's how it is. All of us are the sons and daughters of God. That means that things are located to you. Let me not say naturally. In fact, more than natural. Supernatural anyway. In fact, above all. Because of what? The link and what? The bond that ties you together with Him. This is the understanding Jesus Christ has, that He told the sick, He did many miracles and many wonders. He understands God is His Father, two of us. So He said, let your will be done on earth as it is what? Okay, see is it now. He said, what I see my Father doing what? Is what? He what He do what? Bible school, you don't read the Bible. What He sees Father doing in heaven is what? Why? Not just that we see, he understands that his Father can do it, he also what? He has access. Why? Because everything that the Father has, given what? To him also. That's how it is with you. Secondly, let me say something to you. There's no difference between you and Jesus if you are born again. Right? There's no difference between you and Jesus if you are born again. If you are born again, if you are not born again, then that means everything Jesus has, that you are born again, it is satisfied that what? There's equal what? Joint share between both of you. That is why we are seated in heaven place. In who? In Christ. Who? Jesus. Two of us. Christ in me is the hope of what? It's not the I that live again, but what? And he that is in me is greater than what? Why all these things is because what? There's a link between you and what? Jesus. Everything he has is what you have. If you cast the devil, you can cast them. If you cure the sick, you can what? You can heal the sick. If you see the spirit, you can see. No difference. Just get this thing. Don't forget it. If you can do miracle, that means you can do. Miracle is not tied to any special person. I will tell us how to enter into this. Just two kids. As you was told, this one too. I'm not bombarded with too many step by step. We'll put it into practical here. Eh? And you will see it. You will test on it. Test. That is why when he died on the cross, all of us, no matter how our sin is, he can what? Why? Because right now we have the same privilege he has. That is why I can stand here and worship God. And he comes and two of us. Back those days in the Old Testament, only the priest is given access to the Holy of Holies. That means even though you are hungry, you are filled with too many kind of passion for God, you can never enter what? The Holy of Holies. If life be holier than the priest, you can't enter what? The Holy of Holies. If you like love God more than the priest, you can't enter what? There's restriction. If life come from the lineage of Reuben, from anywhere, if you are not from the Levites, you can never enter what? The Holy. Do you know why? That means there are a lot of restrictions. Imagine the way you are hungry for God now. You have to be here now this afternoon. Some of them are from lectures. Afternoon. What? You are here. Some persons are here. In fact, the afternoon meal. I'm not sure they are taking it. Make sure you are talking everywhere you are. You need an encounter from Jesus himself. Thank you, Jesus.
You are Jesus Christ. morning star, the savior of the world, the one that raised people from slum, the one that drew their purpose. Emmanuel, I'm the one who's calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come again. Emmanuel, and the church will be your only hope. Emmanuel, when you come to us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we wanna be you, we wanna hear from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we wanna be you.
Look at it. If Jesus did not encounter you, you have a big problem in the realm of the spirit. That's a big, I don't like walking up on that. Also, I don't know. I think we need to meet after this meeting. Speak. I want to stand here now. God is to encounter you. You need genuine encounter from Jesus. This is it. Left with one to go. And this is the record of John. Look at it now. This is the record of John. When what? The Jews said what? Please stand what? To what? To what? Interactive class. I like people responding quick. To ask him. Okay. Who are what? Now. In other words, them, they don't even know who he is. Imagine priest, Levite. He's asking, who are thou? The priest is not a spiritual person. Shouldn't he decide who John was? He should be the one even telling the nations. This is the work of John, 12 of us. But he lacks understanding in the spirit. You can be in the church, you can be a priest, you can be a pastor, a prophet, you can be anything, you can be a member, you can be part of the workforce, you can be part of the... I'm just that guy who comes to the temple every Friday. He's in a few months, no? Prominent people called the priest and the Levite from Jerusalem to ask, who are that? Jerusalem is the city of the Lord, but they don't even know who John was. None of them could see the spirit like in the days of Peter. A time came, Jesus was even asking the disciples who he was. Peter stood up. Did he tell Peter? That is, Peter has a certain height in the spirit that he can see and design. But these guys are priests, Levites, but they can't even understand. They hold the spiritual body, the Old Testament, 12 us. They are seen as the top guys that can tell the things of the spirit, but see it. They lack understanding about who John was. Continue. Verse 20. And he was? And what? Okay. That means he told them he's not Christ. That issue with this one. Continue. And they asked him. Everybody pick. Elijah, that's Elijah. And what? Okay. Let's be real here now. When I was studying, making research, I was thinking, is this guy lying to them? Who came in the spirit of Elijah? So who was he? And he said, no. Was he not a prophet? Even the Bible talks about it, that no prophet is greater than what? So, what does it mean? How come a spiritual man will lie? Is he a liar? No, he was not lying. I will explain why he thinks he's not lying. You know, to this, to a normal man, this is lying, two of us. Because he was hiding his identity. No. No. See, I will tell you a little truth, but I won't give you the whole truth today. But when you get Jesus himself, he will give you the whole truth. I want to find this now. There are things that are not taught, some things are caught. I can understand this now. There are some things that comes on you on account of your journey with Christ. There are some things that is not worthy for all ears to hear. I can understand this now. Okay. This guy said no. What? We ask you a question, are you Elijah? You say no. Are you a prophet? You say no. Continue on verse 22. Then they said unto him, who was? Out there. That word we may give what? What was? They needed an answer. They wanted understanding the spiritual body called John. But when John looked at them, he laughed. And they know. He hid some certain secrets from them. He was not lying to them. But he was not giving them the whole truth. Because at some level of truth that are not given to normal men, it is left for you to decide. That means they were coming but with a carnal word, perspective. And you expect a spiritual man to assess that question. He saw how carnal they were that they could not even decide. While in the kingdom, we want to see spiritual things come to pass, we want to see supernatural, but we approach it in a carnal perspective. We jump through Revelation 1, 2, 3 and we think it works. You want how it doesn't work. What is the carnal perspective? Though there are insights that work, there are truth in it, but from a carnal approach. So he refused giving them the whole truth. Because it is not on his own to give them the whole truth. There is someone that reveals the whole truth. And when you can get the whole truth. I want to thank you now. Let's continue. We stop at 23. He said what? I am what? Isaiah prophesied, that means Isaiah prophesied about what? This, a voice of one carrying what? So, check it now. Do you know why I said he did not lie to them? Because he told them the truth, this is who he was, 12 of us. But the Elijah and the prophet they asked, he never gave them the what? The whole truth there. But he told them the truth of who he is, 12 of us. In other words, he spoke a parable to them. He takes only a spiritual man to understand who he is there. He is the voice of what? One crying well. Making what? He did not tell them his just name or nature. He told them his assignment as present. Hear me? Elijah was a prophet. There are prophets in the Bible, but not all prophets were made to find the wilderness, making the way straight. Elijah in the Old Testament, we never saw him making the way straight for Jesus in the New Testament. It's possible there's an apostle in the days of Babalola, but the dimension God wants to operate now is what? Is different. So what he was telling them is, you know about prophets and what? And what? And Elijah and the rest. But you are outdated. You don't know the current status of the spirit. Because me, I'm not just coming as someone who is a prophet or coming to review their Elijah nature. No. I'm coming to review a certain nature. This is the nature. To make what? The crooked way what? So yes, I carry the spirit of Elijah. Yes, I'm a prophet. But my real state on earth now, what I'm meant to perform is what? Making what? So do you see now that what is spoke was still mystery to them? So he was telling them, yes, I'm a prophet, because no prophet is greater than John the Baptist. That's what the Bible says. The same Bible says he came in a what? The type of what? Elijah. He's the spirit of, okay, yes, he's the one. What? And they betrayed it. But presently now, if you meet me last 10 years, what I'm doing then is not what I'm doing what? Now. Presently, if you meet me who I am, I'll tell you, facing God's type on earth as it is what? Because presently, this is what I'm doing. Huh? Kill you people. To become the one that he is in the heavens. So, and David Friday, but David Friday is so outdated compared to what I'm doing now. So it's not the issue of just David Friday or the issue of just someone who is an apostle, but the issue of someone who is what? Fulfilling a call. Because it's possible you are a prophet, you are an apostle, but you are not fulfilling what? A call. So it was more interested in how we can explain what he's doing now, the dimension is operating now. Some of you have views and perspective about the spirit, but you don't understand what God is doing now. Why? Because you lack understanding about the spiritual world. You are going to meetings, you see operations of the spirit, you see people come under power, you see people heal and other things. You know God exists, but you can't tell us the truth state of the spirit now. And this is my desire, that from today, each and every one of you can look and tell us what now. You know what is the Red Sea packet, that is a spiritual transaction, 12 of us. But you don't know what? The presence, you can't function now in the spirit. You are not current in the spirit. So they were coming with questions that existed, but not too current. So when he came, he explained himself as a current guy. Not just an Elijah or a prophet, but a voice of what? One that what? Don't be a priest without being current. Don't be a church member. Don't be in workforce without being current. Don't be in church without being current. Can we hit your hand and we'll go now? Tell us what is happening now in this world. Most times you see pastor just stand and speak what God is doing to this. And everybody just says, okay. He said we should raise up our hands. Casually and normal. Is it bad you even see before you speak? God is not just interested in raising people. He's interested in making people what? Current about what? What he's doing and how he's doing. Because that dimension is the spirit. The point where his operations before might be different from the one he's doing now. In the days of Elijah, the sun and fire and the rest and what? But when Jesus came, he came with the dimension of love, 12 of us. And to say what? Souls for 12 of us. He came as a savior, not just one who did. So it's possible you have encountered the former dimension, but there's a reality that now exists, which you need to know. That is how it is, and that is how it functions. A reality you need to know. Do you understand me now? Number one, write it. Key number one, that must tell the spirit. That's your father's name, Jesus. Boldly, write it with capital letter. Jesus is number one. He took his and out of here. Number one, yes. That's what I told you to pray very well. Write it big. John 14, verse 6. Do you know why I said to write Jesus as one key? This is it now. The realm of the spirit is not the realm you enter without proper identification. It's not the realm you venture into carelessly. You'll be health bound. You'll be a casualty. How many of you have seen people who go to mountain and pray and fast and pray? They tell you they come back, you see them with drinks and possessions and they pull shoes and tell you this is what they prophet, the spirit told them. You see them do miracles, but you know this thing is faulty. They come back and tell you, you need to buy this and keep 300. Are you understanding this now? You see some level of result, but you know this thing is not from God. See, that you have result does not mean you are from God. Gabal is not result. Do you understand this now? In the days of Saul, when Peter Brown left him, he went to consult the soothsayer, 12 of us, right? To give him information. He was giving information. Was it from God? Huh? No. It wasn't from God. So there's a possibility that you can enter into the spirit world, but not from God. You see people with familiar spirit and any other kind of distraction, I don't like this. My goodness. See, you can keep people from earth enter into the spirit world and do a lot of transactions, but not really from the spirit of Christ. So when I'm talking about the spirit world, I'm talking about the spirit world that comes from life, from Christ. Because you can be from the demonic world and into transactions in the realm of what? The spirit, but not what? From Christ. So I'm not really giving more focus to soothsayers and astrologers and witchcraft spirits. You see witches and wizards, they're fine, they're 12 of us. They walk in the spirit world, 12 of us. Are they from Christ? Without darkness out of this environment, out of this place in Jesus. That's how it is. That's not from Christ. You see people with familiar spirits. They can look into you and say some certain things, not from Christ. In Abuja, Pastor Samson gave us a story that I like so much. A guy called a girl, prophesied to her, called her name, called everything about her, and told her to drop her bag. Immediately she dropped her bag. He told her to go and walk just a few poles and come back. She went to the pole. Before she came back, the guy took her bag and ran away. Call her name, her phone number, everything. That means, is that Christ working? That means he's turned to the spirit world, but from a fake spirit. Most of you are interested in people who are spiritual and people seeing the spirit world, but you're not interested in deciding what spirit operates. But not careful to know what works in the life of people. I don't have challenges with what spirit operates, but I have challenges with what? What? What works in the life of people? That is how it is. A girl stand somewhere and the song was so beautiful. One of my friends just stood up, lay hand, and just like that, something just lay hand on the girl, and the girl started manifesting. With all the songs she sang, demon possessed. That there are possibilities in the spirit you have seen does not mean it's right from God. That will decide to know what. So God is interested in raising people that are concerned not for the other world. So when I'm talking about seeing the spirit, I'm telling you seeing the right thing through the right spirit. Because many come on you. I've seen people Jesus seeing the spirit. You go to places and pray and sometimes see them possessed with demons. Later you cast devils out of them. I've seen people bring their heads, they put their heads on wrong sources, and after the impartation you see them misbehaving. Someone does not forget or does not misbehave, passing with love. Somebody dying of nonsense. Why? It's because the right spirit was not there. Results does not decide what spirit of faith. Because you can do something from a wrong spirit. That's why if you get preachers, the prophet, the teachers, and they get your money, get your money, get your dad's money and everything, get to take and money, doesn't work out anymore. They tell you, come and buy this and buy that. But like, it's like a workshop now, business center. Do you know why? It's because, see, that result is found does not mean it's right. This guy! They met John. They were priests. they are not right with God. So God was hiding secrets from them, so forth. That they had to use a carnal perspective for us to get those secrets. And they came and John was speaking mystery to them. This is now. John said unto him, and wait, they were. And what? That is, anything that does not come from his own way is from a different way. And everything that does not come from him is false. Irrespective of the result, is what? False. And anything that does not come from Jesus is what? Is not life, is death. That is the end, is what? Again, met me once any time. That a pastor told her, if you sleep with her, she'll get married. What nonsense? And after I thought, doing the nonsense, he transferred the nonsense to another higher authority in their demonic what and what. And told her, since his own could not work, this apostle is a vibrant apostle. If you sleep with her, it will also work. I don't know how foolish the girl was. You still sleep with that one again. Don't judge her too much. Do you know why? It's possible she has just certain results in their hands, but not from the right spirit. So if you want to venture to the spirit world, understand that not everything you see is from the right source. I've gone to mountains and pray. Eh? One time I saw in the form of an angel, but not an angel, with fire all over. Come with an angel to anoint me. I look at the spirit. See, that's why I say you must go to my... Some of you, your character has changed. You went from certain things to come upon you. Not from the righteous. And I looked, I was smiling. And I began designing the beam that was hanging in my phone. And I discovered, see, I don't give my head for information anyhow. If life is a spirit of Jesus, I must design first. I want to know what come of me. And I want to know who is the source. And as I began looking, as I began, that's why you must pray for discernment. I began designing, I discovered, this thing that look like I'm fire all over with chariots, turn into a beast. Wolf with sheep cloth. Who told you in the church everybody's right? So imagine I lay my head and I'll come and see us and what? In fact, the doctor still will give me information. You hear tomorrow, I'll tell a girl, if you want God to answer your prayer, why naked yourself or what? And pray and answer for blow. You see a lot of nonsense. Call your name and everything from wrong spirit. The girl that followed Paul, she cried, this one's a word, but was it from the right spirit? I'm not too interested in how much you see, how much you hear, or how much you manifest. The first thing I check is it from the right source? That is the first thing. The only way you can get the way, the truth, and the truth is Jesus. That is any spiritual word that is not backed by what? Just run away from it. That is the first thing you want to know. What he's saying here is, if you want to know the spirit word, know me what? First. In me you see the way. In me you see the truth. In me you see what? Let me give you an example. There's a Jezebel kind of spirit that is working against you. And will cast it out. In fact, it's cast it now. I've seen something, it's an affliction upon ladies. You see them wear something that is too short, two of us. It's like it has become a natural thing. If you see 30 girls on the road, about 20 something of them. Yesterday we're doing statistics, me and Jerry, right? On the road. I said, look. Almost everybody we pass right into the night. What was there really? And most of them are Christians. I entered church, I can't even relax. Last Sunday I went to church. I turned here, laugh. Turn here, laugh. Turn here. And I said, what? So this thing has become so natural that they're even bringing it to church now. Some of persons, they are not bad, some of them are not bad. But they don't fall that what? And they feel it's a fashion because almost everybody is comfortable with it. They also they venture into it innocently or feeling darkness, they don't know. So, an oppression, but not from what? Christ. Because any oppression I tell you indecency is from Christ's faith. Christ's message telling you you can sin and fornicate. Yes, there's grace for us. If you sin, you fornicate, there's grace for us. But then you can see and fornicate, God is there. You see, it's from a faulty spirit. Anything that does not exalt the name of Christ is what? It's fake. Yes. Yes. wearing trousers, wearing shirt, that is not about. If you wear trousers, if it's decent, you are good to go. If you wear anything, I'm not the Bible someone that I know trousers is not the same. But there are trousers that are same. What I'm saying is, dressing is not the same. That dressing is what? It's what we want. Are you understanding now? I think Christian serious people, some are passing the Facebook, I think. That's I passed through a Facebook of a girl, very, very zealous of her. And I thought she took the picture from under. Like, that is what she's presenting, especially what? And I saw the skin very small, and the thing was sitting here, like this. And I was wondering, what? Then they spoke it. Christ does not do this. Christ does not sponsor seduction. They get that the person that invented miniskirt, they asked her, why is that you invented it? They asked her for people. She said, she invented miniskirt for girls who are filled with seduction, who want sex. So it's a means and a tool to what? To make them gain what they want. Because in seducing people, they get what? The pleasure they desire. So that orchestration is not from the spirit of what? Of Christ. Wear good trousers, if it's good, wear it. It's not just. But don't wear anything that is seductive. That's a false spirit. So I'm interested in you getting the right spirit. Because if you venture to the spirit world and you don't look for the right source, that's why the Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst afterwards. That means that your hunger and thirst does not give you access to have an encounter with Jesus, but afterwards, righteousness. If your hunger and thirst is not after righteousness, then you will be what? Filled with a strange and demonic spirit. You are permitted to be hungry and thirsty. It is not a righteousness, prepare for darkness to feed you. Every hungry man must be filled. Some food you eat in the dream, is it from God? It's filling from darkness. So God, you can be filled by it. So how you can detect a thing in the spirit is when you know Jesus himself. It's through him you cannot away, because there are many ways. There's a way of life and the way of look and know. This guy prophesied, but there's something about this guy. The way he do it, this one does not carry life. The truth, that is, if you look for, you see the truth of every matter. That is, any truth that just is not inside is life. And the life, that is, anything just is not inside, there's no life in it. Yes. Mantles are given to the church. Teachers are given to the church. For the dream of the church to be the dream of the ancient. For the passion of the church to be the passion of the ancient. More times we are moved by a spiritual. Don't be moved by a spiritual, be moved by what works in it. I was talking to social media and I saw someone the church members of that that is still holding to touch ground. And it's marching on them and passing. He said, don't insult the church people, they must have stayed with him to see some level of results. So they believe what he's saying is what? Right. But only if through discernment they can know this thing is coming from this thing. You are allowed to judge the Friday if you know it's from a false spirit. Not criticism or your personal nonsense. You can judge things right. Most of you don't even scan and understand people. If you come to me, it's very easy to prepare before you meet me in life. I can be lucky if you meet me anywhere. What I say, what how you are behaving, everything, I can look at you. I can just be careless about it, but I'm I'm not there, but I'm very, very sensitive. sometimes be quiet. Can know the things of God is through Jesus. He's the one who reveals to you. John chapter 1, speak. Verse 10 to 18. Verse 10 to 18. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This is Jesus Christ the Bible was talking about. Do you understand now? The word know him what? Not. Oh. I pray you know God today in Jesus' name. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own what? Most of you. You want possibility that some people, they want miracle, they want healing. But every time God comes to them, they receive what? They just want what works, but not Christ himself. Prophesy to me, but they want to go back and see. During the sickness, I've seen a guy who cannot walk with his two legs. When I was a bit younger, he called me one day with his two legs. See somebody I was healed. Ah, Father, let this guy walk one day. He called me one day. He used to see his shoe shining, wearing shoes. He called me and said, please, can you give me that your sister number? I was shocked. His two legs cannot walk. That means, what stopped this guy from fornicating and doing a lot of devious acts, characters? He said, the day his leg get healed, 19 girls will be pregnant in a day. You need to see how he's serious. They are going to study your church, different places, minister. You see, when many people pray for you and you don't see results, check your life. God is careful to give miracles to people that will send more people to hell. Some people, why they are still blind is because they say they will see. How your sisters will be in trouble. Some people, why they are still dumb is because they say they will hear, they will talk. Life will finish them. That sickness, why it's not going, is because God knows the day you will be healed. What you have not done, you will do. Okay? They receive him not, verse 12. But as many as receive what? To them he was? To become what? Even them that was? Means that you receive him, he gave you the power. Paul said the power, talk about the ability to become the sons of God. The ability is there, is the ability to see, the ability to prophesy, the ability to use the sick, the ability to do everything Christ do. Paul said he gave you power to become the son. That means you are shared with gene, each by the gene of your mom. We can know your mom character through some of your behavior, some of us. We can know the character of your children through some of us. Why is there a very lousy girl? You can know what our mom is. Some of us. Yes. I don't need to prepare, I know how you do. Some strength. So that's how we teach also with God. He has given to them that receive him, he gave them the ability to carry his gene. So everything you see in God, you see in them. You claim to carry God's gene. The last time we see you, what do we see? That means that you receive him. God seen the spirit from us. He walks in the spirit, he moves in the spirit. So you also, you what? You function. I think carelessly. When I mean carelessly, let me use that word. If I want to say, I want to present that you as easy. If I just drop this and say, all of you line up, I want to present each and every one of you, ask you, no miss. Whether I hear or not, I know here. If as far as the line up, the two doors open. How that makes your function? This is that. It's because I understand it. Because I've received him, he has given me what? Power, ability to what? To function. How to function in the spirit is to receive Christ himself first. I'm not interested in functioning in the spirit. I'm interested in receiving what? Jesus first. I don't want to sing the song if Jesus is not glorified. I don't wanna do a thing if Jesus is not glorified.
I don't want to hear the cheat. Jesus is not glorified. I don't want to see the spirit. Jesus is not glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified.
I do receive him yourself. Don't be around Jesus. Receive him. He said they receive him not. But then to them that receive him, he gave them power. Ability is come when you receive. Why God cannot give you some certain dimensional oppression of the spirit? It's because you have refused what? To receive him genuinely from your heart. I to a young brother in this school, the president of a fellowship, and he told me, he said, a girl met him. I said, she's a virgin. That the guy that is virgin now is a spiritual father. That she just commit on another guy and says spiritual what and nonsense. And the guy spoil her life. You see, two fault. Ha! She claims she loves God, but she has not received what? Genuinely. And he must what? He's just around. There will be a lot of casualty. Christ is not formed. I see people want to manifest and show themselves. I've got to pronounce, I've got to pronounce that. You see somebody just come and meet you together and say, I've seen something in this. We just give a chance to pray for the people. Now look at it. There's something I have a body and I just want to share with you. You think are what kind of nonsense is that? You have a body, the people are not on the street to share. You think you check the motive of people you know. No. A lot of abuse has been what? Made towards mutuality. Not really because the things of the spirit don't function, but the problem is people on themselves. They don't want to receive the Christ, but they want to walk miracles and wonders. A guy met me, sir, in hostel. Say the kind of grace you have, if I have, I won't go to school. I don't know why you are wasting here. Leave school, prophesy, or give this man, give you some sense, a big boy. And I was looking at him, what? This is all you think about, like. Someone I think is a good friend enough. What did I call me during the Holy Ghost? Say, look at you. You say you are an abnormal down. So I thought that one is the God to that one. He has a car now. This one do this. Let me teach you that secret. Say I'll stay with them. I say, what's the secret? They see, you preach, you pray for people, they go and share that testimony in their big churches where everybody will see them. He said, before you pray, ask them. Because if you pray for them, they go and share that testimony. You see, there's a truth. Most people should that truth. But inside all truth, there's no whole truth there. Give it to the men of God, no, but the man is a problem. Say, see, you just call it again, your name is Sarah, your name is this, come out. Say, no, it's good when you make it entertaining. How about now? When you make it dramatic. You see, when you just say, your name is Fire, look, people don't take prophets like that. Imagine you come and say, can I go deeper? I look in the realm of the spirit, I join into your house, I'm seeing somewhere F, U, O, F, U, O, R, 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 I, I, D, D. Do you understand now? A, Y, what is it? John is there. Are you not saying? And everybody will be shouting. God told you, the person is in a woman, and the name of the person is Jacob. Say, I join into Kogi State. I use my right leg and enter into Aniba. As I enter Aniba, I'm seeing the Ampa Road. You go to Ampa Road? Because you know a woman is where? Ampa Road. I'm going to Ampa Road. As I come to Ampa Road, I enter to this. Because now there's a road inside what? Amen. Into the left. And I go deeper. Go deeper, sir. And I prophesy. Yeah. I see a gume, right? And you are from a gume. Everyone shall see. But all God told you was a gume, Jacob. But all the drama is just to people. Can I be real to you? Some of you are laughing. You are dying of this nonsense, simplicity. Because I'm not mature to know what is right. But I've seen people who, somebody met me, some people, this is what you suspect from them. Go to Facebook, get numbers and names, and come and use them to prophesy. This year we have gifts of prophetic worship coming from. Now many people who apply, who are committed to us, cannot get their name. I know some of them, this one must come, right? bam, 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 bam. Your name is not right. It looks amazing, but not really right. When Christ is not forming your spiritual walk, you enter in us. Because nobody will rebuke you. Darkness cannot rebuke darkness.
Be glorified.
Yeah.
Be glorified.
Yes. I'm teaching like this. I just saw that sister. I want to put fire on my anointed because she's from my department. You, stand up. And the pastor go over the message. Let's go. Come. And you see, there's a level of you and your fault does not really mean it's right. You see, why don't you decide and tell you when to lay hands or not? You will suffer in life if you think you can walk things yourself. Somebody said, just give me stage, let that, your soul, you can announce me. You think men announce that? Eh? Oh. If only you can receive, you give it this ability. But the receipt shows acceptance, reverence, submission. It's not just I receive you. What does nonsense will do? Come into my life, no. You know you are living here, you still want to see that guy. What have you received? You know if they don't come, you speak to the church. Then my part is Christian. What?
I don't want to do a thing. If Jesus is not glorified,
I will teach and leave you quietly. If God won't tell me anything more than this, I'll be very happy. Not to prove to anybody. Why is it people can't go in a high measure of the anointing of the Lord? Because the little they have, they misuse it. No one gives a foolish man more money. You waste it anyhow. In a bid to show. Never make a step if it's ever just his error. How we just spiritual maturity is when a man sits down and if he chuck his way, you know everything is there, everything is in line with God. No, not just. Secondly, belief. This is a big problem. That's what we'll talk tonight. Belief. See, belief has become a very big problem in the body of Christ. Most people, God has given them access into the realm of the Spirit through Jesus. But they don't believe God himself. They don't believe in the possibilities of the Spirit, even though you tell them. How many of you people, you told them you have the healing culture, but they will never manifest it. Why? They don't what? They don't believe. You see them, they die with the healing culture, but they don't believe. Belief is your currency to make things possible on earth. Write it. Belief is your currency to make things possible. If you don't believe God, you make him handicapped. He can't function. John 3:16, speak. Everybody, you know the verse. Put it there, let's. Everybody know about it. John 3:16. For God what? That what? That whosoever was, shall not what? That means the simple thing is belief. If you can believe it, you will not perish God. What is the belief God is talking about? What? You mean the only thing I need to do as a Christian, if I don't want to perish, is to believe? Is that easy? That belief there is a complex word. It's not just a single word. You understand now? Belief shows our right acceptance. If you claim you believe the girl, you will what? Accept what she says. Two of us. If you claim you believe what I'm saying, then you what? You accept my perspective, my theology. Belief shows submission, right? Submission. Because you don't understand that word, belief. You must accept Jesus before you have a balanced life. You must submit to his will. If you claim you believe, each you, God said, what pray for this guy? God forbid you are not blind in Jesus' name. He's blind, he can be healed. The work of faith you make shows what? You believe and you submit to what? The rules and what? The revelation that's given to you. And as you come, he tells you, don't lay hands on his eyes. Yes. What correlate eye with ear? And foolishly you what? You submit what? That instruction, you see possibilities. Why? Because of what? You submit what? Belief shows submission. If you don't believe in a guy, you will not submit to be his wife. Two of us. Submission. People maybe I believe in the no. How I know you believe in Christ is when you have submitted under certain instruction and authority. That's when I don't believe. Yes. If you think they lie, see many people who are around you, they claim their faith. You see that they're not submit. You see them misbehave. Why? It shows they don't believe the full word instead of what you are bringing. Submission. You believe, submit to him. Why most of you can't obey the name of the Spirit is because you don't submit into his will. How to get everlasting life is acceptance, submission. Reverence. Respect. Nicety. All these things are in belief. A complex world. If you respect his ideology, Jesus' perspective about righteousness, Jesus' perspective about holiness, Jesus' perspective about eternity, Jesus' perspective about the spirit world, then you can have what? Everlasting life. People think justice is normal. How much respect and honor do you have for his perspective? If I wear this coat and something tells me to remove my button and remove my shirt, and I declare it's not Jesus' perspective about dressing, I change. Submission, reverence, not a modern kind of nonsense. Yes, nobody is there, it's only me and the girl. But I know just perspective about what righteousness does not what and other kind of nonsense. Will I do it? So I'm submitting, not really because I don't admire girls, not really because I don't have feelings, I don't have emotions, but I put it into subjection. This is what the book of Romans was talking about. See, belief itself. It's a big thing. If you think it's just belief, it's normal, just normal belief, everlasting life. Even our families know there's just two of us. But is it going to heaven? No. Acceptance, submission, reverence, value attached to a thing. You fight your belief. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58.
Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified.
Look at it now. And Jesus, this Jesus, he did not do many mighty works there because of what? That is why the Jews that came from heaven, the one that healed blind Bartimaeus, the one that raised the dead Lazarus and the rest, he could not do much miracle. Why? Mighty works because of their unbelief. That means they don't even believe in him. That means your unbelief can keep in the spirit from coming to pass in your life. I've been to people, God tell them the name of this guy is John, but you don't ever believe his word. You are afraid. Why? For a long time, God has been giving me names of people. Their addresses, many things about them, from 100 level, from many, in fact, before them. There are many people that have not reached them to prophesy and tell them the will of God, because I am afraid. I was disbelieve what? His word, and I disbelieve what I hear. No one else from God. Somebody tells me, what about if I tell them I'm in faith? And there's a mistake. Many of you cannot enter into the realm of the spirit because of unbelief. Not that the grace is not upon you. You know you hear. You know you see, but unbelief. That's why I was telling us at the foundation of the class, I was telling us, everybody has right to us to accept the spirit world. Most of you know when you are praying, you fasted, when you were fasting the last time, God told you to carry the healing grace. You can't even hear it. Unbelief. See, this thing is a complex thing. That means he could not do mighty things. He was having the healing grace, two of us. having all the things, but it was, it's very bad to have unbelieving people as a member in the church. You will never wrought miracles in that church. Because even though you are moved to heal the sick, they are unbelievable. Will it have seen people who go back? I know in the realm of the spirit, these people are healed. But if you look at them, you know why they are not healed? It's because of what? Unbelief. There's restriction to mighty work. If what? There's unbelief. There's restriction to joining the spirit. Some of you fall down under power, you see impartations, you go back empty. Why? Something's like here not functioning because of unbelief. Let me tell you this. Because unbelief is a dangerous spirit. I remember when we in Gadi, the time we rest, maybe 50 will go down, that 50. Then you see a lot of misbehavior and nothing. And so a time came, my mind was fashioned like, if we reach a certain level, what? So the devil has designed a cycle for me, two of us. I don't see really us breaking through. I fasted, you think it's fasting? It doesn't work. Only when I sat down, I thought, oh, unbelief. Because when God tells you arising, my mind tells me what? Guess what? Limitation. I'm not that so much believe in the wrong perspective. Because your elder brother wanted marry and something happened, you could not mind the statistic. Something tells you now you are 27, 28, you can't even meet the girl. Because something tells you the cycle of your family is what? Somebody married you what? Some of you in your village, if you even tell your auntie you are getting married, say, hey, you are young, at 28, they tell you are young. Because the last person I married in your village is 35. They are done with university. You tell them your money wants to buy a car, they say, hey, what do you want to buy a car for? They are very small. Because why? The history of your family, nobody buys a car. The only thing that ever existed is kicking a bed. Some of you run up and down when no devil is fighting you. Run up and down, it's possibly your character that stops you from getting married, possibly lack of discipline. No man looks for a girl that is not disciplined and responsible. You behave, when they look at you, this is irresponsible kind of person. You are not too cool. People look for your body, but no, they know you are what? Irresponsible. Responsible girls, you can't just meet them like that. You run up and down. The kids be responsible. But you tell them, which is your place? In fact, when the man of God tell you, you're getting married by this time, next month, it can't work. You know what happens to people in the Bible? A king, prophecy came to him. In the days of famine, that there would be what? Enough of food. He disbelieved two of us. But the next day, the prophecy was accomplished, but what? He did not see. Unbelief can make you see a miracle, but you won't enter. If the men of God have prayed for you, the God has prayed for you, does it stop that sister from praying for you again? Unbelief. Even while we are praying, we know there's unbelief. It doesn't pass. Look at it now. This is the most foolish thing I've seen. You see a man of God or a girl or a boy stand and talk to congregation like this. If God tells you, He's raising us and taking us to a better place. It's easy to prophesy, right? Because you are not pointing to one person, right? It's everybody. But if God tells people and tell us that you are raising to a good height, but otherwise it's not true. This now, which one is more easy? To tell crowd like this and to tell one person. Crowd, there are many judges, two of us. This one is even only her. Some of you can stand and tell crowd something. You can say, this is what God is doing, get you. When you are praying, you say, angel, get you. But you can't meet a girl and say, I see angel in your life. You see? All belief can get your manifestation. If people die and go to heaven, you see that, yes, many people could not manifest that destiny because of unbelief. Some of you don't believe you can ever manifest like a Tukuma. You can never manifest like a... You don't believe that you can ever teach like this or a Kilobi. You don't even believe that you can ever talk the way I'm talking. Something is just wrong somewhere. You don't believe you can be used. Even when God is telling you some of you true dreams, true revelation, you see yourself talk to mass people. You see yourself drive cars and do things. All your things, your manifestations in the world, in the belief, physically, unbelief, kills you. Grab that over and let my hands and command straight. This thing will die down. My book. You will see literally the guy says, just pray, let's go. You see, after the meeting, he believes, let me just go and prepare for to rewrite. You see, He doesn't believe there's a possibility with God. Can I be real? Till now, I'm using myself to believe everything. It's consistency with it. I remember the first time I called in Mama Madeline's house. I called several and who I want to do practical and to grow, right? And they came out and I got your hand and I commanded to start growing. When the hand grew, the guy that was in charge of technical for us, the next service would not be him. Till today, the guy that's how he moved. He did, in fact, he don't believe say what? And see what? So if this is from a demonic sound kind of thing, how will a young boy like me come and say hand grow and hand start growing? You see, many people, if you ask him, you cannot grow and you tell you yes. But when he saw it, what happened? He disbelieved. No, this guy has gone and touched. He don't go to touch him for his village. Because they do magic. Can I do this to you? Don't laugh. There are some things you see here, you disbelieve. Yes! My goodness! The preacher walk on air. You see guys in YouTube criticizing. See lie, see camera work, see check, see that. Angels cannot be physical. No wahala. The angel that came to Abraham and Abraham gave them food to eat. Were they not physical? You preach the Bible, but you don't believe in the experience. Stand up, everybody. Most of you, the spirit. What has stopped you from manifesting is what? Unbelief. Hear me? Don't pray. Don't be too spiritual. You have been praying all this while. The problem is you are not believing. The problem is what? You are not believing. John chapter 1 verse 6 to 9. John 1 verse 6 to 9. Every time we gather, you must believe. Do you know how many people, I have a guy, he has a very good voice. If you call him to sing, he will dodge. He doesn't believe he can sing. But now he's in Abuja, doing well. He will send me the tag card. Papa, send me account number. This money, this. I'm happy. His life changed. Unbelief. That is why he could not make express because of us. Unbelief. What happened? I said, this voice. You have voice. It's unbelief. Some of you cannot even stand. You are shaking. They call you my goodness. The biggest thing I will call you is to call you. I'm even, I just call you to call your name. What is your name? It's inferiority. You don't even believe you are esteem on it. The moment the guy said you are beautiful, you go by and say, look at the guy, he's giving you. Me beautiful. Then if I'm not beautiful, why did you make up? That confused. Now why are you in the image and likeness of God? Some of you evil angels are more beautiful than you. It's a big lie. Angels are not created in the image and likeness of God. You are created what? Can anything be more beautiful than God? Unbelief. They were like this. You think I'll make money? My father is a farmer, my mother is a farmer, my senior brother is a farmer, my junior brother is a farmer, everybody is a farmer. I'm the only one that comes to school. Yes, if I even come to school, that shows you are different. It's a sign to tell you there's a possibility in your life. Everybody that has a vision doesn't exist. In fact, few months you crash. I said, I've not crashed. I remember where I was before. Don't be a fool. See, that does not mean some certain types of senses will not confront you. But it's about your belief, it will come to pass. Your belief is a currency for manifestation in the spirit. If you not just tell it, I will just come and stand here and say, I see some people, the hand of God is coming upon you, and I see the power of God move them. Do I want to where they are standing? Believe has given what? The spirit word what? Right expression to manifest. If you don't believe, even when God wants to move, he can't move. This is it now. Here was a man sent from God whose name was John. Verse 8 to verse 7. Speak. They sent him for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him are what? That is everything about John the Baptist. What he came is just all the crooked ways straight and everything so that men can what? Because Jesus knows if he comes like that, he won't believe. So he has to send John the Baptist to make what? The crooked way straight. What? Continue. He was not that light, but was sent to bear what? Why is that the light not from himself? You, witness is for belief. Why they can be what? A tangible what? Experience, a fact, a proof. Because you don't know if he comes, you won't believe. So you have to bring someone so that one can announce him. What is John the blood to? What is he announced who? Jesus. But if you come and tell you the Son of God, you won't believe. So he needs someone to come and what? And so you can believe. The biggest problem is this. Believe. Do you believe your hands can do miracles? I don't think Christians will be better than this. I don't see the divine is better than you can do something I can't even do. You can do something dangerous no one has done. A human is not better than you. The same 24 hours given to you is given to her. God does not love her better than you. The problem is she believes what God tells her. When God told her she walk in glory, she believes and it came to pass. But you now God is telling you make your wonder like a human, but you don't believe. Are you understanding now? God tell you, there are not people pray together and say, hey God, hey, see. Yeah? He said, what times we check people? He said, when the fathers are around, I want to gather people. How will I make way? He said, when Christian children are around, I want to stand on our ministry. You understand now? He said, when Pastor Dr. Paul and Richard are around, what you fail to understand is they are around now, but they're not start now. Oh my Jesus. My Galai Namakai. If you meet me, if I go to any program, I teach well. I don't rush myself. If you like, carry your Bible. This thing I'm saying, nations will. Why? Believe. Believe. Do you still believe? Do you still believe? Can you flog on belief out of your life? You are prayed. You want to sleep like this. Something tells you that demon will still come and have sex with you in the dream. Something tells you that demon will still come and give you food in the dream. You have already tied your belief to that thing, so it comes to pass. Write it down. Anything you put your belief on will exist in your life. If you put your belief in poverty, check our father. They will collect salary today. If you call them, they will tell you they are suffering. And if you check their life, even though they collect salary, there's no difference between when they collect and when they don't collect, they are suffering. You will be part of the Lord. I'm begging you. I'm just begging. Are you a beggar? Believe. Don't even believe. Somebody tells you you can't be industrious. You can't make money.
If you believe in no miracle, the blind can still open eyes. My God is still changing life. My God is still.
Hear me very well. That you pray for someone, there's no result, does not stop you from praying. Hear me? They asked John Gilek, is John Gilek or one of the God's general? They said, if you pray for 1,000 people and they are not healed, what will you do? People think he will say he will go back and pray more. Do you know what he said? He said, you pray for 1,000 and one person. Because at the remaining 1,000 are not healed, does not mean what? I pray for some people, they are dead. I pray for some people, they stand up for which and walk. I pray for some. I go back and I say, God, thank you. Are you understanding now? You see, it does not stop my belief. Are you understanding this now? I come to some meetings, I pray for more than numbers of people, all of them are healed. Some you pray, you see, out of 20, 18 are healed, 2 are not. It does not stop my belief. Result or no result, nothing should shake what? That you don't have money now does not stop you what? Not believing. Who told the woman a good guy? Every guy that comes to me is a guy that starts. You see, that thing has become a you have designed your mind like that. And as the man thinks, so you see. So your life commands those useless guys around you. The day you start believing good guys will come, they will come. Just some guys believe every guy that comes will look for my body, so there's no option. You see, your mind has created a challenge in the spirit that demonic guys come your way. The day you believe a guy will come that present that will follow me, you will see him. Some of you cannot hear this because you don't believe. evidential. How can I touch the Holy Ghost? How can I see Jesus? God, oh, this thing is impossible. Even your pastor sing over Tauri, Tarisha, at least I'm invisible. God, God is invisible. Let's just forget. We can't see him. Is that not a lie? How many of people who see Jesus? I've seen him myself. Who told you can't? Yes, I'm lying back. It's because you don't believe. Believe now. Yes. I so much believe. Our numbers will be like the sand of earth. I so believe. We can't calculate. We just make estimates with time. We can't count the numbers of people in the meeting. We might not look like it now. Yes. It will come to pass. Don't doubt it. I believe it. It's real to me now. Every time I pray, I see nations. I see people from different countries. I see people flying to our meeting. I see different colors from different countries with their flags. These things will come to pass. I see myself going to not just around Kogi, where from the national banana. No. I see myself going to different places, nations, countries, continents. Yes. Some of you don't even believe yourself. Every time God comes, you make God small with your mind. God is telling this is the bigness of your destiny, make him small.
You still believe in this miracle?
You don't believe you can prophesy. Talakai Maraila Makom Dekai. Kabdelaro Sai Kabai. I remember when I gave my last God, 6 months when I gave my last God, about 6 to 7 months. Me, he said, I dreamt that I prayed for people preaching and people were coming under power. I was at the front of my daddy's house in the village. They go home there. I look at this guy and say, is it because you can't fish water for front of our house? No, I won't start. It make you see many things. Me, you see, say, and they pray for people, they fall down under power. They are confused. Me, I began laughing at myself. Say, this guy don't know me. Oh. Me, person like me, pray for people. Oh, where that was happening? I will make it a gift of destiny because of unbelief. Look at that. Did she lie? What God is telling you is not lie. Can you believe? If you believe, it will not take you unaware. Yes, the father said you are great, you are going to be big. Yes. Please believe it now.
My God is teaching Jesus. The blind in open eyes.
That you pray for the last man does not stop your destiny. Every great man has times when he fails. That you lose the last one in business does not stop you from becoming a financial giant. That the last guy came and destroyed your life does not stop you from having a comfortable home. Don't allow your former experience to decide your future. Raise up your hand everywhere you can say, Father, I kill unbelievers on my life. This is the voice I'm praying that prayer. Be aggressive to the prayers. I suck it out of my life. Unbelief. That miracle can be happen. That means God to operate. That means God to operate in your life. Your unbelief is stopping God from operating. What is the challenge? Is it bigger than a cross? Yes, I believe I can be a one-time billionaire, irrespective of my family status. I believe I will be anointed someday, irrespective of my present state. I believe I will make impact, irrespective of what the world thinks. I believe Empire of God will be a major blessing to the body of Christ, irrespective of where we are now. Jesus. Put your right hand on your head, please. And say, Father, I confess unbelief out of my life. Out of my mind, sorry. I confess unbelief out of my life, out of my mind. Come on, do that thing. It's a sickness. Join out of your life.
My God is He changing life.
Everywhere you are, believe. Don't restrict it. Some of you, this is what I hear in the spirit. It said that three persons there, because of your unbelief, you are taking some certain things out of your life, but now it's restoring them back. Raise up your hand. Oh my goodness, my God. One is a healing mantle. A certain period of your life is still healing, but unbelief has cured it out of your life. But right now, he's coming back. Ah, Lana, one is a prophetic man to land free. And when God speaks, show you something, you are afraid. But now he's coming with a full dosage. Now he's coming with a spirit of conviction. One is a man to deliver. Oh, they've been trying to believe these things can come to pass now. I believe in that restoration. Right now, everywhere you are, just speak in the tongues of the Spirit. Right now, I declare upon those three persons, everywhere you are, at the count of three, one, two, bring them to the front. Three. Hold them, hold them. Kakalamana Senabakaila. He's coming upon you, you can't stand. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Shakatakatakataila. Matakalamina Sayalama. That offer to deliver. That prophetic mantle. Yes, yes, yes. Bring them to the front. Matala Masta Yabala Babai.
I got a teacher in life.
If you know you are sick, come to the front. If you are sick in your body, come to the front quick. You know there's a part of you that is sick, come to the front. Be fast, be fast.
You still believe in the miracle? The blind can still open eyes. My God is teaching.
Come to the front. If you know you're not at, in the front, just keep on praying, everybody, don't stand, keep. Say, Father, kill unbelief out of my life. It's a preach. Make sure you are praying. Come, mama, come, mama. Usher, line them up.
After the meeting, we should meet this time. This is what belief can do. Belief can cure sickness. If only you can believe. The last time you pray for someone does not stop you from praying again. If only you can believe. I choose to believe God. And this is how you do wonders. This is how you cure sickness. This is what I will do. I will ask you your sickness. I will pray for you. And what I'm asking so that people can know the sickness. And after I pray for you, you share the testimony now. So they can know what? The difference. Are you understanding this now? Quickly, what is your issue?
But it is.
Darkness out of our lives are chopped. From today, I believe in the wonders and the workings of Jesus. I pray for you, check your life. Quick. What is your problem?
Abdominal.
Power! Get out of power, you darkness. I remove that nonsense from your tummy. Get out of her, you darkness, you sickness. What is your problem?
God is teaching life.
Jesus. You say, check your body. What's the problem, man? You see right now. Check yourself. Somebody just keep on praying. Damn it. Quick. Where are they? Come, the people don't have time.
Praise the Lord.
Stop, quick.
I want to thank God because I believe in Him that I'm perfectly healed. And if not, I'll come and give my testimony for you.
Amen. Come here.
I believe I'm healed.
What is it? Are you feeling pain now?
No, not like
this. Destroy this, destroy this. Speak. What's your challenge?
What is pain?
Do what you never can do before. That's what I'm interested in. So do it now. Believe it. Okay. What about you?
As you touch me, I feel a relief in my body. As you touch me, I feel relief in my body.
And so it is with Jesus. Hear me? Stop God from working. If only you can work. It is not your duty to work. It's your duty to work. Simple. Are you understanding this now? Quickly. If you know you are here, you are not giving your life to God, rush to the front quick. Or you want to give life to God. Unbelief is one of your biggest problems. Come to the front. Be sincere and say, Father, cure these things out of my life. Be fast. You know you are here. Unbelief is a big problem. Some certain things cannot come to pass in your life because of unbelief. Come to the front. You know you are here. There's a need to give your life. Come to the front. Stop the prayer. I'm just telling people giving their life to God. You know unbelief is a big problem. You know the need to give your life to God. Some of you, through dedication, your prayer life and your level life has died. You need to rekindle your life. Come to the front. At the count of three, don't stand here. 1, 2. Nobody's begging you. If you are not out, we are out of this section. Father, I got this one. Say, Lord Jesus, speak. I come to you today as my Lord and personal Savior. Come and say with boldness, you're a celebrity today. As my Lord and personal Savior, from today. And for you, and for you alone. Bye-bye to the devil. Whatever. Let heaven hear this. Let hell hear this. And let death even hear this, that I'm for Christ and Christ alone. Come and celebrate this person. Raise up your offerings everywhere you are. Father, we pray for the offerings. That the offerings are blessed in Jesus' name. Please, I don't like that arrangement standing there. Please, organize yourself. Quick. Don't do that here. Those people at the back there. The way you are standing is not really comfortable. Right? There's orderliness here. Do you understand now? So, okay, Titus has come to the front. Quick. Titus, the Titus in the house. I pray for your tithes. Your tithes are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, the devourer is rebuked in Jesus' name. You go to an exceeding dimension of wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. No darkness will take over your tithes. No darkness will take over your finance. No darkness will take over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So the tithes are blessed exceedingly beyond your measure in Jesus' name. Offerings, raise up your offerings quick. I pray for your offerings. Your offerings are blessed. This is the last time you give that kind of offering because your destiny is going to rise into another level which you have never dreamt of. God will make you rich as himself. As God is, so is your wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who don't have to give, I pray for you, the Lord will provide for you in Jesus' name. Come and give your offering, please.
By you I pray, show you my love, tell you I'm
by the word we receive life. We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For inquiries, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thestarsofheavens or call 081-664-0752 or 090-355-16916. Thank you.